If I live to an average age, I have about 30 Christmases, birthdays and Easters left in me. 30 years is quite a while. Have you ever thought about eternity? That's a very long time. Question, if you believe in Jesus, what are you actually going to be doing each and every day for the rest of eternity? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program as we take another look at your future from a different perspective. Have you ever tried to imagine eternity? It's a bit like infinity. You and I are these tiny specks in the cosmos. In fact, we live on a tiny speck hurtling around the sun at 30 kilometres a second. So we're tiny, tiny, tiny in the overall scheme of things. At least 100 trillion stars out there, and those are just the ones we know about. Of course, day to day, we don't think too much about that at all. As I sat at my desk this morning pecking away at the keyboard, it seemed totally incongruous to me that I was hurtling through space at 30 kilometres per second. Actually, it's a whole bunch faster than that, because as well as flying around the sun at breakneck speed, our solar system is whirling around the centre of our galaxy at the rate of 220 kilometres per second. That's 792,000 kilometres or 490,000 miles per hour. But I try not to think about that. So when it comes to our sense of space, we cope with these ridiculously, unimaginably large numbers by retreating into our few square miles in which we live and somehow fencing our mind and our imagination to live in that space, because it's much more comfortable that way, right? And the same is true with our sense of time. I'm now 54 years old, and every now and then I think to myself, if I live to what is an average life expectancy for a male in Australia, say to my mid-80s, that's what, another 30 years. Could be more, could be less, only God knows. I'm pretty fit, I'm pretty healthy, I'm hoping it'll be more, but who knows. 30 years left, 30 birthdays, 30 Christmases, 30 Easters, 30 summers. That's not that many, is it, when you think about it? Basically, I'm almost two-thirds the way through an average lifetime. And yet, every day can be a long time. I look back on yesterday. Hey, I got a lot done yesterday. I tend to pack a lot into my days because I love living life to the full. It's just me. So, 30 years is another 10,950 days. Well, I'll tell you something. If I get as much done on each of those as I did yesterday, then that's an awful lot. So now I turn my mind to the lyrics of that wonderful old hymn, Amazing Grace. When we've been there 10,000 years bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Hang on, 10,000 years. That's 3,650,000 days. I'm assuming we'll have given leap years the ditch by then. What do you do for that many days? I mean, after a three-week holiday, I'm kind of raring to get back to work, back into the harness, back to do stuff. And yet 10,000 years is still just an infinitesimally small drop in the ocean when it comes to eternity, which by definition is infinity years. Have you ever wondered what we're going to be doing for all that time in heaven? Well, when we talk about heaven, we're really talking about the new earth that God's going to create when God creates that new earth, and heaven will literally be on earth as God makes his home with us. Okay, so if you believe in Jesus today, if you put your trust completely in what he did for you on that cross, if you're living out your life for him, then you're going to be spending eternity in the new heaven on the new earth with him. As we've seen in this series, the effects of our sin will be rolled back. As one author writes, we'll effectively be picking up where the Garden of Eden left off. Will we be working in heaven, or will it be one long holiday? Will we get bored? Is that pain in the neck, busybody gossip Mrs. So-and-so from down the road going to be there to bend my ear for all eternity? Gah. Come on, eternity is an incredibly, unimaginably long time. What are we going to be doing? The last book of the Bible, Revelation, gives us the best indication of what we'll actually be doing. Now, it's written in a style of literature called apocalyptic literature, for which we have no real equivalent in our culture today. The best way to describe it is picture language. So, here are the words, let them paint a picture in your heart, Revelation chapter 5. Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders a lamb, standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slaughtered and by your blood ransomed for God, saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign on all the earth. Then I looked and I heard a voice of many angels surrounding the throne and living creatures and elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might for ever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped. I don't know. I don't know about what else we'll be doing, but one of the main things that we're going to be doing is worshipping Jesus. What? For all eternity? Sure, he's an infinite God. He's an amazing God. And when you and I stand in his presence, I have to tell you, our instinctive reaction will be to worship and to worship and to worship. Have you ever been in a great time of worship at your church and wished that it would never end? Well, that was only a shadow, just an inkling of what is to come. We will be in his presence and worship him forever. There's a great song by Mercy Me called "I Can Only Imagine." It goes like this. I can only imagine what it'll be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine, I can only imagine, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I don't think that you and I can begin to imagine what it'll mean to be in glory with Jesus, knowing that we are only there by his grace through his suffering on that cross. And because of his great love, God is our God, and we are his people, and the home of God is amongst us. Friend, do you believe in Jesus? Then this is the certain hope that is in you. This is absolutely what is going to happen. And it will go on forever and ever and ever. Amen. And that hope, my friend, is meant to fill your heart today. That hope is meant to overflow out of you into the lives and the hearts and the hurts and the fears and the failures and the sin of the people around you today. That hope is meant to spill out and flow out and touch them with the love of your God today. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Then you are meant to be a merchant of hope, an ambassador of Christ. We don't see people around us coming to Christ through the condemnation that we hurl at them, do we? How well has that ever worked for you? We see them come to Christ when they see the hope that's in us, and they ask, "Why are you so upbeat? How can you be so happy? Why are you so strong through all the trials that you face?" And you turn to them with a smile and you say to them, "Let me tell you about the hope that's in me. You and I are meant to be merchants of hope." Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional. I'd love to send it to you to help you live in the certain hope that you have in Jesus Christ. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional, a scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free, and to get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.